Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks. How you doing? It's Danny Tisdale, and it is the Danny Tisdale Show on Harlem World Magazine platform. I hope you all are doing well today. We welcome you and another leader, legend, and trailblazer. And you know what? It's someone we've had before on the show, and we love her, so she's back again. And, you know, more than anything, we love celebrating one of the greatest communities in the world, and that is Harlem. It's September. Guess what? It's back to school. And for some of you, it's school at home. For some of you, it's regular school. For some of you, it's art school. For some of you, it's dance. Today, we're speaking to Tracy Lester. She is the executive director of the National Dance Institute, NDI, in Harlem. She is a former elementary school teacher. I'm a former middle school teacher. She is a mother of an NDI dancer and a Harlem resident. NDI was founded by the legendary ballet dancer Jacques Dubois. Hopefully I pronounced that right. At Harlem, excuse me. I get so excited here. Harlem-based NDI teaches young girls important life skills like confidence, passion, and teamwork. Those are all important, and we know they are. As part of their in-school curriculum, you ask, does it work? Well, it's working in over 40 public schools in NYC and New York City, along with impacting over 6,500 students per week. The school year started this month, and NDI is focusing on their curriculum, and as we focus on that, but more importantly, we want to speak to the executive director, and Tracy is here with us. And how are you today, Tracy?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on the show again.
Oh, well, I love having you on the show. And before we get started, how is Jacques doing? I know he just had a birthday, I think, in July.
Yes, Jacques is great. His birthday was July 28th, and he is going strong. He's exuberant, full of joy, and just happy to see NDI thriving. His vision is living through the work
that
we do with children all over the region and around the globe.
And, you know, it's exciting because, first of all, you're in Harlem. Second of all, you live in Harlem. And it gives all the talent that's in Harlem, and I imagine surrounding Harlem, the opportunity to live out their dreams, and that is to dance. And, you know, I was excited to find out that, you know, you have a new curriculum, if I understand correctly, that starts off this new school year, and it deals with Harlem history, which, again, I love. Can you talk about that curriculum a little bit, Tracy, and the goal of the curriculum?
Yes. Well, we work with both boys and girls through our in-school program, and we're in over 40 schools throughout New York City, serving about, as you said, 6,500 children each week. And each year we kick off the school year with a curricular theme that helps ground our programming in the classroom with the teachers, the NDI teachers and musicians who are working with the children in the schools. This year's curricular theme is soul music, and as you know, it's a genre of music that inspired a generation, if not generations,
right,
and became sort of a soundtrack for a social revolution. So we're using dance and live music in the classrooms with children, and they get to experience the raw emotion and the personal testimonies of such legends as Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke. They'll be learning about James Brown, Otis Redding, Aretha Franklin. They're going to embrace, you know, the soul-stirring melodies of Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield, and others. And it's through that curricular theme that we will work with them from the beginning of the school year through to the end of the school year, and then it will result in a culminating performance for their families and school administrators.
That's really fantastic. And as I said, you know, I have taught middle school and high school and college, and I love the fact that students have access to that curriculum. And you, as an ex-educator, I don't even know if that doesn't even feel right. You know, if you're an educator, it's hard to say.
You're always
that
an
you're
educator.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I know that you have an incredible bullet list as executive director, but are you involved in the organizing and the theme and the input of the curriculum also, or that's a different branch of NDI?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I work closely with our artistic director, Ellen Weinstein, and our program team here and our teaching artists. And as we brainstorm around the themes, we all talk about what would resonate well in the
great
school setting. And ultimately, we make the decision over the summer where we showcase some of these efforts with our Summer Institute, because we have children here in the summer as well. And then we kick off the school year with the curricular theme. So we're all involved in giving input around the theme and how it will work in the context of a school setting.
Boy, I know those are some long days, but I know the fruit of the labor is incredible, but I can imagine that those are some long days when you're putting that together. So you put that together during the summer, and that is the prep for the fall to start the school year?
Yeah,
is that
exactly.
How that works?
Exactly. We do our professional development with our staff towards the end of the summer and before we kick off the school year. So everyone can look at what materials they'll be using, what music they'll be pulling from, what books
That's
and
fantastic.
Other things will support the curriculum. So, yeah, we definitely spend a lot of time working to shape it before we kick off the school year.
Yeah, because I say that because I don't want people to think, you know, well, we just, you know, here's what we want to do. Here's the names we want to work with. We put it in a computer. The computer spits it out. It doesn't work out that way. It doesn't happen that way. It's, you know, it's a grind where everybody gets together and makes it happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of planning and forethought that goes in, and also making sure that the lessons that are created around the theme are developmentally appropriate. We work with children in elementary grades, and depending on whether they're in first grade or fourth grade, the way that we deliver the theme will vary in terms of helping the children to understand it
right.
and also develop the skills around the dance approach that we're using and being able to present it to their families over time. So the music, the theme, working with the children all sort of happen in tandem so we can be successful in reaching them.
And certainly so. And you know, we had a show, I think it was last year or earlier in the year. I guess in some ways I take for granted that, oh, I know what she does, and I know how they do it, and this is what they do. You know, so someone asked me, what is the goal? You know, if you have 6,500 students, and this is not a question I prepared you for, so it's a surprise question.
Mm-hmm.
If there's 6,500 students per week that are being impacted by the curriculum, what is really the goal of NDI for students who graduate, who have this incredible experience? Do we want all these students to be dancers, or how does it help them in their life, you know, if when there's life after the National Dance Institute?
Well, our mission is to inspire children towards excellence, and we use dance as a catalyst for that. What we're trying to do is help children to cultivate, help rise up that inner spark of creativity that they'll be able to use in all aspects of their life. We're not trying to create professional dancers. We're helping to shape future citizens, our neighbors, our colleagues. And through the techniques that you learn through dance, through the arts, the rigor associated with it, the joyful rigor that we call it, they're acquiring skills that will be transferable in any setting in life.
Right.
So our goal is to just help continue to round out the wonderful individuals that they are and that they will become, and to support them in their journey.
So then as a little kid with my two left feet, I wouldn't have come to NDI with my two left feet, and then after the program is over, I have a left foot and a right foot. That's not, that wouldn't happen.
Well, you know, the reason we're in public schools is because we're meeting children where they're at. We're not trying to find the child who will be the dancer. We're actually trying to find the child in the back of the room who hasn't thought about dancing and bring them to the front of the room. And it could be that they still, at the end, are dancing with two left feet, but they're smiling and they consider themselves a dancer and they've mastered a move and a strategy. And it's because we were there to shine a light on that in that moment. And so that's really what we're trying to do is shine a light on their greatness and meet them where they're at in the moment.
That's fantastic. And I don't really have two left feet. I was just trying to make a point, but and to bring a little humor to the scenario. Can you talk a little bit too, and I know you have, you just did, talk about the kids that are in the program. Are these all Harlem kids or kids from all over New York City, or is it beyond New York City? Can you talk a little bit about the kids who are, you know, eligible for the program and the kids that are in the program a little
right.
bit?
Yeah, absolutely. We're located on 147th Street in Harlem, and we work with children throughout New York City, throughout the New York City public school system. Each week, we're in classrooms all over the city. And then the some of those children will be selected through scholarships to join our advanced team, where they meet here in our Harlem facility. On the weekends, and they work to kind of perfect their craft and improve their moves, and they become a coordinated kind of dance group, and then they together work to create a culminating event at the end of the year that we show at NYU's Skirball Center for the Arts. So we have programming throughout New York City, and we also have programming here in Harlem at our Harlem building. And in addition to that, we offer classes during the week, in the early evenings, ballet and tap and modern and percussion. So children can come here after school as well. So we have a few different things happening, and we're open 6 days a week.
And I think you mentioned three different types of dancing. Is there one that's more popular than the other? Is ballet the most popular, or is it pretty even across the board?
Well, Jacques comes from the New York City Ballet, but the kind of the dance forms that we use with children are we refer to as the NDI method, which is less about the ballet format and more about sort of working with children through joy and movement. And so I would say that all of the classes that we offer are popular, but the key component is the NDI method that Ja created, which involves really sort of joy, the child being the center, the child in the front of the room, or the child in the back of the room, and so different strategies to engage with them. We do offer ballet. I wouldn't say that that's the most popular. I would say that sort of all of our art forms support each other in kind of a holistic way. So it's I wouldn't want people to leave here thinking it's a ballet program or a ballet school.
Right. And it's not also, you know, I didn't hear you mention the Dancing with the Stars class. So, but you also have popular dance. I'm sure that's, what's the right word?
It's a more modern form of, modern dance.
Yeah,
and depending on the curricular theme, that will be the emphasis for the year. So with soul music, you may see more soulful kind of dancing than in one year if we did flamenco, or if another year we did music from China or something like that, where the dance styles might vary.
Well, and I do want listeners to know I'm not making fun of Dancing with the Stars. I'm just having fun here, and we're talking about dance. Dance is dance, and it's all good. So I don't want our listeners to think that, you know, one's high or low or either. And I do want our listeners to know that they're listening to the Danny Tisdale Show podcast, brought to you by Constant Contact. Constant Contact is an online marketing company that creates email marketing campaigns like a pro with easy-to-use features. We highly recommend using Constant Contact for your email list building. Click the link below to sign up. You're listening to the Danny Tisdale Show, as I mentioned. We're back here with Tracy Lester. She's executive director of the National NDI, the National Dance Institute. And, you know, Tracy, I wanted to ask you a question, and this is about you. And it's another question I didn't prepare you for, but I know that you are working pretty hard. And matter of fact, you don't have your summers off because you told us what you're doing. But how do you unwind? How do you let your hair down after a long day of preparing curricula, meetings? I don't know that that's what you do, but I imagine that that's what you're doing. How do you kind of unwind yourself? I know you don't come home and start dancing while you're cooking. Maybe you do, but how do
I
you
might.
Unwind? That's what I'm saying. You know, you might just do that.
When I in my downtime, I run a lot. I'm actually a runner.
Oh, fabulous.
I've run marathons. I've run half marathons. So on the weekends, you might find me running down the West Side Highway or towards Inwood or Central Park. You might see me running around the city. So that's one way that I unwind.
Okay, that's great. Okay, that's fantastic. I a little surprised, but not surprised, because I know running is a great therapy and one gives time to the runner to think and process things. And so with that, you know, when did you realize that NDI was making a difference and changing lives? Was there a light that went off that you said, okay, I've been hired for this job and you know, I'm making a difference, or you felt that way and knew this was, you were on the right track right from the beginning?
Well, I grew up in a household surrounded by music and the arts. My father, who passed away, was a jazz musician. I always knew about the importance of the arts, and it was a key part of our early development. And I carried it with me into my adult years. And when I first learned about NDI, and I knew about it before I arrived, I knew that the organization was working with all kinds of children through music and dance, and that it was touching children who maybe hadn't even thought about it or been exposed to it in the way that I had. And I knew, because of the impact on me, that I could see that it was having a similar impact on the children in the program. And so when I came here, it was just really evident that, like, all the kids were having a great time, that it was fun, that they were smiling, that the energy in the room, everybody who was in the room with them was experiencing that energy, and that it was a place that was joyful, and that the children felt that way. And the parents, more than anything, you would see the parents light up as they saw their children performing, and just how proud they were and are, and just amazed by their children's talent. And so that's sort of what we hope for here. We hope that everyone walks out the door feeling that joy and that spark, that energy, and that happiness.
Oh, I could imagine to see the expressions on their faces, whether it's the kids or the parents. So I definitely can, you know, understand that and connect with that. You know, we also have listeners who are, you know, parents, and they're listening for their young son, young daughter, what they might do during school, before school, or after school, or those summers off. What advice do you have for someone who, you know, really is passionate like you are about your passion for what you do, to follow their passion? What advice can you give them, you know, when, you know, the odds may be against them? You know, you don't have to respond to this, but the National Endowment for the Arts are being cut. And so someone who is in the arts might feel challenged. Can you say to them who, you know, wants to be involved in the arts, and whatever it may be, they feel challenged? You have some words for that person, or those persons?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say follow your passion. stick to your dreams, opportunities will emerge, or you can create your own opportunities. I mean, our programs are free to children, and we, thanks to our donors and supporters, we're able to offer free programming, scholarships when for our advanced team. And so if you research it and you look around, there are a lot of free programming in the arts, both here at NDI and throughout the city, that are available to children. So if you have a child who you think should be in one of these programs, you need to reach out to them and contact them and talk to them about it, because just about every arts program has the ability to help a child who, sure, may not have the resources or otherwise. So, you know, keep on that path to your passion and your dreams, and just, you know, it will happen.
It certainly will, and I'm a hardcore optimist, and I certainly believe in that. And similar question, but still different. We've got, you know, our regular listeners who are listening to the podcast. We probably have some elected officials who are listening, business owners who are listening. How can they help you do the work that you do at NDI with the National Dance Institute? How could they help you do the work that you do, which helps all of us?
Well, we want people to know that we're here, so we love for people to share information about our programming and what we're doing. And you can find us at nationaldance.org, National Dance Institute on Instagram, or at National Dance on Twitter, and share information about what we're doing. We also rely on support from donors, from foundations, from corporations, and from city officials in the government. So we need those resources to sustain our programming, like our peers in Harlem and around the city. So if elected officials are looking to learn more about the arts, we are happy to meet with them and talk with them about what we're doing and how the impact of that funding can go really far in changing the life of a child, because, you know, we need their help to keep things going.
Certainly so. And, you know, as I always ask, and I'll see if it's different from what you said before, what is your favorite place in Harlem, a park or restaurant, or maybe a spot when you're running that you love going by? What is your favorite place in Harlem?
Yeah, well, I don't know that I have one favorite place. I love running up Riverside Drive, up the west side towards the Little Red Lighthouse under the GW Bridge. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could get that far, it's a major accomplishment. And I love eating at this Ethiopian restaurant on Frederick Douglass called Benyam, which is a traditional Ethiopian restaurant between 148th and 149th. So you might see me there. You might see me running up the West Side Highway.
That's fantastic. And are there anything's coming up in September's almost over, for the rest of the year that we've got a few months left that our readers, our listeners can take advantage of that's coming up that's maybe open to the public? Anything coming up with NDI?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of programming coming up. We're going to be performing at Symphony Space on October 26th. It's not a free event,
fabulous,
but the ticketing is reasonable. We're celebrating Jacques' birthday on November 18th here at the NDI Center.
Hey! Oh, that's fantastic.
which will be a big event for us. We will be at New Jersey Performing Arts Center in March, on March 8th. And then in June 13th through the 15th, we'll be at NYU Skirball Center for the Arts for our end-of-year performance called the Event of the Year, where people will see our curricular theme in full motion, the soul music theme, with over 200 dancers celebrating soul music and showing their end-of-year performance.
Great. Well, you've heard it here, listeners. Check it out. We will post it if they send it so that you can look for it. And I know you've already mentioned it, Tracy, and yes, it's already flown by. We're at our, I think, last 2 or 3 minutes, and I just wanted to have you repeat again how our listeners can get involved. I don't know if you have a, I think you said volunteer. I'm not sure. You know, I'm a lot older than you, so I have a terrible memory. but how our listeners can be a part of what you're doing and contribute and donate and volunteer. Can you give your contact information just one last time?
Sure. They can find us at nationaldance.org online or on Twitter at National Dance and Facebook and Instagram at National Dance Institute. And you can see what events we have coming up and ways to support the program or to get more involved or even how to bring an NDI program to your school.
And thank you so much, Tracy. And I just want our listeners to know that this is, you know, our focus is on leaders, legends, and trailblazers in and around Harlem. And Tracy Lester and the work that she's been doing at NDI along with Jacques Dubois has been fantastic, and we love them being in Harlem. And Tracy, thank you for being on the show and and more importantly, for doing the work that you're doing with the National Dance Institute. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks again for having me.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, you know, this is the kind of work we love doing. These are the kind of conversations I love having about those who are doing great work in and around Harlem. Tracy Lester gave the contact information, so reach out to NDI, the National Dance Institute, and get involved and be a part of it. Sign your kid up for the program and to become a part of it. And don't forget to support our sponsor, and that's Constant Contact. Talk to you soon. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye.